Y'all, it's Monday. And you're listening to your fave. Well, I mean, I don't know if y'all listening to this on a Monday. I hope you are. I hope y'all listen to episodes when they first come out so y'all can keep yourselves in the loop. I have decided that I'm going to start recording episodes on Mondays so that when I say happy Monday, it's actually Monday. Because ain't nobody got time for that other stuff. Anyways, how y'all doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It's Nye. Yo, I have a friend who listened to the podcast. And she was like, you really be having fun. And I appreciate that you have fun with your podcast because it lets me know that it's a passion of yours. And I say this all the time. I can't appreciate y'all feedback enough. But I'm happy that you guys can tell that this is a passion for me and not just something that I'm doing because I could get paid for it. Like, this is not just a paycheck for me. I get paid. But it's a passion, baby. That's what makes it feel so much better, is because, like, I'm getting paid to do something that I actually love and that I'm not just volunteering my time to do it. Like, that's why I have to be intentional with the content that I'm creating, because it's a job. It's a career for me. And I love getting up here and talking my shit with y'all. But before we get into this episode, y'all had me dying laughing at that Kiss My Ass episode, because they could kiss my ass. Y'all was talking about Dunkin' Donuts shorty. It was hilarious. Hilarious. And I had people cut, like, after listening to it, who was like, yo, I would do anything for a man to take me to Dunkin' Donuts and show the effort that man was showing. And I agree. I think that man put a lot of effort into that. I don't think that was a bare minimum date at all. And Mr., by any chance, if you're listening to this, I like a caramel iced coffee, light and sweet with cold foam. Okay? You could bring it to the house and I'll cook us up some real quick as I get ready for work, if you want. Shit, I'll go sit out there with you too. I ain't gonna have no problem with it. But let me get some of this Pepsi. So this week we have to help a brother out. And I thought this episode was really cute because he hit me up after listening to the Kiss My Ass episode. And he don't even have a story that he need help with. Like, he don't have anything to... I don't want to say he doesn't have anything to give me where we have to help him out. But he just need help. He wants to be a better man. And Brother Malcolm, we gonna help you be a better man. So, Brother Malcolm is 26 years old. He lives in Stamford, Connecticut. And he is a financial advisor at Chase Bank. That's probably not the actual name of his position, but that's how he described it to me, and that's how I remembered it, so I'm gonna tell you guys that. He graduated from community college for undergrad, and then he went to UConn Storrs for his master's. So hats off to you, black man. Keep doing what you do. But he wants to be better at taking women on dates. And I was like, yo, that was such perfect timing. And he was like, I've been wanting to reach out to you, but I just didn't know how this would work because I don't really have a situation like other people have. But like I said to him, and I'm gonna say to y'all can hit me up about anything. We gonna make it work, baby. That's what I do. I make it work. I'm not Miss Fix It. I'm not a cleanup woman, but I'm gonna make it work for you. So obviously, like, I had to go sit down with him and talk about things. So I got a little bit of information about what he's dealt with in the past and, like, what he's done that went wrong. And he wants to know how he can make, you know, his dating life better and dating women better. So, like I said, y'all, he has a career. He's got the career. He's got the look. But he is lacking when it comes in the romance department. So he's never had a real relationship. He's just been dating. That's how he said it to me. If y'all know Brother Malcolm, well, y'all not gonna know him because it's an alias, but if y'all know Brother Malcolm, don't, and you were in a relationship with him, you lied. He said he never was in a relationship with you. You was never dating Brother Malcolm. I mean, you was never in a relationship with Brother Malcolm. Y'all was just dating. But anyways, So he was saying, like, he realized that he never makes it past the dating stage. And that women always are like, you're not doing enough. You're not... Like, the dates that were going on, they're cool experiences, but they're not romantic. So I asked him, what do you do? So he started off... And this is why I love y'all sometimes. Well, I love y'all all the time, but, like, I like when people talk about the, like, when I say, well, what do you do? And y'all start at the beginning. Y'all don't just start at, like, well, when I picked him up for the date. Like, he says, he went to the beginning, y'all. So he was like, he does not, he's not ashamed to hop in somebody's DM or to walk up to a woman at a bar if he thinks that she's attractive. But he's like, he'll go up to her. He's like, hey, I think that you're beautiful. And I'm interested in getting to know you if you are interested in going, getting to know me. And he doesn't give women his phone number right off the bat, which I love, because I like, me and my friends, we don't give dudes our phone numbers right off the bat. It's like, you can hit me up on Instagram, you could get me on Facebook, whatever the case may be. I love that he is also like, you can follow me on Instagram. And he said he started doing that after his mother told him, like, don't be super pushy about it. And she's like, follow them on Instagram because they could see a little bit of the life that you live. And if something that you post on Instagram is a turnoff to them, you give them an opportunity to just, like, never talk to you again. It's not, like, a wasted phone number. You're not kind of... Like, you're waiting for them to DM you, but you're not waiting at the same time that you would for, like, somebody to give you a phone call or to text you or remember who you were. Have them follow you on Instagram. That's a little bit more comfortable for people. So he's like, he follow me on Instagram. And he waits for them to message him. And he said 9 times out of 10, when he moves in that manner, they message him. So that seems to be working. So Malcolm, I'm going to tell you to continue to do that. It's working. If it's not broke, don't try to change it. If you're open to changing it, go for it. But as a woman, I'm going to tell you, so far, I think you're doing good. Like, I would DM you if you hit me with the smoothness of that. So it's working. Ladies, what do you think? Should you change that or should you keep it? I think you should keep it. It's working. It's working. He said 9 times out of 10. So that means 1 of 10 women, which is not a lot. That's not a big number. Doesn't like that. So, Malcolm, I think you should keep it going. Then he's talking to them for a few days and really just trying to get the vibe of who they are. And he allows the woman to say, here's my number, you can text me. And he said the same energy that he has in their DM is the same energy that he has when he texts them. He says, hello, it's Malcolm, and he waits for them to carry the conversation. He is someone who responds fast. He has very effective communication, and he showed me his messages, y'all. He does have very effective communication. Now, I know you're probably like, Nye, what is effective communication to you? What did you see in those messages? I'm gonna tell you. So, the message that he showed me, we focused on this one woman, and we focused on her because she was the one, his most recent situation. So, he DM'd her, he met her, he said, at some fest when it was hot outside, which is like, where that piece of paper at? Oh, here it is. He met her August at a festival. They exchange numbers. Immediately they start texting each other because she didn't have service for Instagram. So they're texting each other, and she's been drinking with her homies, he's with his homies, and they're drinking. And he was kind of like, hey, like, there's a party over here. Me and my boys got a table. You and your girls can come if you want. Y'all don't gotta like sit with us or nothing, but like, just send the invitation. And then when they went to that, her and her friends were with them and was like, well, we're about to go to this after party. You're more than welcome to join if you'd like. And they did. They kicked it off. He said they had a good time, but they still were more so interested in the event that they were in and being with their friends. So he didn't press her. She didn't press him, and he liked it. That same night, the girl ended up being like, hey, like, just so you know, I made it home. I hope you and your friends made it home safe, because they were drinking. And he said that for him, that was like a plus one. Like, okay, she is someone who has common courtesy, and she's, just kind of like, she's sweet. That was cute. Immediately kicked it off, and then she goes to him, and then when she came back around, she was just like, hey, I had a lot going on. I had, life was life, and I kind of lost sight of the somewhat of a bond that we had. And I apologize for that. And he said he immediately, he's a fast texter. He was like, hey, totally understand. I hope everything is okay. I am at work right now, so I can't carry much of a conversation with you. And I hope that's okay. If that is okay, I'll call you when I get off of work. And she was like, that's perfect. So he called her when he got off work. They had a great conversation and they went back to texting as if like nothing happened. He invited her over to a party that he was having with her and her friends. She ended up coming. They had a great time. And it wasn't on no like boo love and shit. Like, she saw him, he saw her. They, you know, chopped it up for a little bit, but she let him do his thing, he let her do her thing, and then they ended up going home with each other. Nothing happened, but like, it was sweet, it was cute. He gave me some of the tea, but nothing happened. I wish he did though. But anyways, after like that night had went down, he was like, you know, I would love to take you on an actual date. And she was like, okay, cool. He said the day of the date, he hit her up like, hey, like I'm working until 5. I'll be home around 7. I could change my clothes and let's say I pick you up and go to the restaurant at 8. And she was like, okay, cool. Like, do you need me to do anything? Do you have a restaurant picked out? And he was like, give me until my lunch break and I'll hit you back with details. And in fact, he did. Now, I'm gonna stop right there. Malcolm, you're winning in my book. I love when a man plans a night. Tell me what time to get ready and how I should dress. And I'm there, buddy. Like, the fact, if I have to plan a date, I don't want to go. At least I don't want to go with you. I can do that with my homegirls. I don't have a problem with planning a date every once in a while. But every time we go out, I got to be the one to plan a date and find a restaurant and find something to wear. Jesus, what the hell am I going on a date with you for? What am I going on a date with you for? Help me understand. Help me understand. But anyways, y'all, so he says he picks her up. Well, he sends her the details first things first, and she's okay with it. When he picks her up, he parks in front of her house. He's like, hey, I'm here. And she's like, all right, I'll be right out. And he didn't have to wait for her, which was a plus one for him. He said when she walked outside of the house, he was standing on the passenger side of his car and had flowers for her. And he opened the door because he is a gentleman. That is what he does. He opened the door for her. They gave each other like a little cute little hug. And the date went forward. They had an amazing dinner. And it was just amazing vibes. And then the next day, you know, he drops her off home. They chilling. The next day he sends her a good morning message and he's blocked. He has not seen her since then. He has not talked to her since then. And he's just wondering, like, where did he go wrong? And I'm like, buddy, what? I hope you didn't think that the episode stopped right there. Thanks for listening to the Black Girl Tea Podcast. Let's get back into it. So I'm like sitting there. I'm like, where did you go wrong? Where did she go wrong? Like, really just trying to sit there with him and unpack all of this. And in the moment, I was like, I just can't think of what could have gone wrong. Like, y'all, I've read this man's text messages with this woman, the DMs with this woman. And it wasn't a lot to read. I'm gonna be honest with you. It wasn't a lot to read. It's not like I skimmed through certain parts. Like, this was a few weeks of a conversation, so it was nothing to breeze through those messages and really get an understanding of it. I'm gonna commend him. I've already commended him at the beginning of this, but I'm gonna commend you for 2 just being this vulnerable with me, but allowing me to truthfully go through your messages, because it just showed me that, like, you really did what you said you did. There was nothing to hide. And the things that happened on the date that he shared with me, like, in my eyes, nothing went wrong. And nothing went wrong on either of them. But I couldn't give him advice in that moment. I told him, you know, continue to be yourself. The tactics that you're taking when you're jumping into the dating pool, again, despite it having pee in it, continue to do that. Because a woman somewhere will appreciate that. And in the meantime,
I'm going to sit and think about all of this, and I'm going to try to come up with some really good advice for you. And I sat and I sat and I sat and I thought and I thought and I thought, and I was like, what in the fuck? Like, what advice can I give this man besides what I already gave him? And I couldn't think of any. So then I started to analyze the situation for, like, who I am and things I've done in the past. And I really just chopped it up to, it's one of those moments that were just too good to be true, right? That's what I said it was. It was a moment of, this is so perfect that it can't be real. And I know for some people, they're like, oh, that's not a thing. It is a thing. I have experienced too good to be true moments with a lot of things. 9 times out of 10, it happens when I'm at Zara and they have end of season sale and I see a dress up there that I'm like, this is beautiful, and it says $79.99 and it has a dot on it, but it's not priced. And then I ask someone and they're like, oh yeah, it's in the right section. And then when I get to the register, it's in fact $79.99. Too good to be true. Now my heart is broken because guess who's about to spend $80 on this dress because it's just too far for me to get up. I'm gonna get the dress, but I wish I got it for the cheaper price. So crisp. Anyways, I label this as a too good to be true situation. And I'm realizing that our generation, we have had, that's not everyone in our generation either, but our generation has experienced so much pee in the dating pool that when you get that little bit of a refreshment with a human who does not, you know, who is not in fact damaged with pee, you kind of self-sabotage, right? That's what I said this was. I chopped it up to self-sabotage, and I said to myself, this woman had such a great conversation with this guy. She had such a great date with this guy that she's kind of sitting on the edge of her seat for disappointment. And when that didn't come, she decided she was going to get the fuck out of Dodge before it came. And that's what she did. Now I'm sitting here, once I've chopped it up to that, is what advice can I give someone who is consistently running into people that self-sabotage and leaves them in a horrible space afterwards? And I thought and I thought and I thought and I thought, right? And I came up with no advice. This is where you guys as a community come in and you pour into Brother Malcolm, because I came up with no advice. No real solid advice, at least. But I just want to encourage Brother Malcolm, continue to be out there and be open. I think you just being open will continue to push you closer and closer to the right person. Understand that for some women, you may be too much. And for the right woman, you'll never be too much. She'll be able to indulge in you wholeheartedly. And I think ghosting for this generation has become such a coping mechanism instead of taking the risk, especially when it comes to dating, that they lean on that in all aspects. They're not realizing this is actually damaging someone. Better them hurt than me. I've been through enough, so if I just ghost him, that'll help me down the line. And yes, that is the easiest way to get out, but for the people who ghost and do this type of self-sabotage, you rob yourself of an opportunity. Because with me speaking with Brother Malcolm and, like, listening to the things that he said, he's going into the dating, like, into the dating pool, and he's got his mind set on, you know, what he wants from a woman. He can identify what he brings to the table, and he can identify what he wants someone to bring to the table for him. And for me, and my experience with men, that's far much more than what some of these men are capable of doing. These men will ask a woman, what do you bring to the table? And the woman will bring the table to the table, and they don't have nothing. They don't even have a nail to contribute to you building your table. So, Brother Malcolm, I want to tell you to continue just being the very well-mannered person that you are. Shout out to your mama and daddy, or whoever raised you. Shout out to them, because y'all was raised right. Well, you were raised right, not y'all. They did a good job on you. But yeah, just continue to be yourself and realize that you ain't everybody's cup of tea. You might not even be somebody's glass of water or their shot of tequila. and you will end up in the right place. And I think it's very unfortunate for, y'all know how people say, like, you could be the whole package and end up at the wrong house. I hate that so many people have to experience that, being at the wrong house, being in the arms and the hands of a wrong person. I truly hate it. And I hate that someone who is as great as you have to deal with that. I also want to commend you for, again, being vulnerable with me and talking about that, because it's not something that's easy to talk about. It's not at all. Especially, like, when you look good on paper and you show up to be that good, and me as an individual seeing that, it gets me, like, irritated. Like, I kind of want to fight this girl, because how dare you fumble the bag? How dare you fumble the bag? And I'm very tired. Like, I'm tired of men fumbling the bag with good women, but I'm really tired of women fumbling the bag with good men, and it makes them cold and bitter, and it just fucks them up. Especially men like this. A man who was raised with manners and respect, and a man who was raised being loved, who can effectively love on women, and they get treated like this, it bothers me. It really bothers me. And Brother Malcolm, keep your head up, be open. Take some time to, like, heal the parts of you that are broken from this situation, that may be, you know, in a funk from it, and bounce back. And you're going to come back stronger and better than ever. And when you all come across her, when you least expect it, you are going to come across her. And she's going to see that you're doing good. You may even have a wife by the time when y'all see each other again. She's going to realize she fumbled the bag. And if you are in a place where you are still dating around when you meet with her, I don't want to say to be open with her, because I probably wouldn't be open if that happened to me and I would see them again and she not wants to have a conversation. I definitely wouldn't be open to... Initially, I definitely wouldn't be open to it. But, like, if you are open to it, make sure you address this shit. Like, y'all first time talking after this. Like, if you see her at the bar and she coming to you, be like, why you ghost me? Like, what was your reason for that? Don't let her come off that. Don't let that situation, like, brush past and you don't get the answers that you deserve. Get the answers before you even have another conversation with her. Ask for that closure of the situation right there. And if she gives you an answer that don't make sense, walk away from her. Don't entertain her. If she gives you a reason that does make sense, you still have every right to walk away. You have every right to process what she said and to decide if you're going to circle back at a later date. And that's all the advice I can give you. Friends, family, cousins, brothers, sisters, all y'all who listen to this, hit me up in my DM. Let me know what y'all think. What should Brother Malcolm do? What should he change? I don't think he should change absolutely anything about himself. I think he's incredible. What he said that he said is what he said in the DMs. How he acted is how he acted with me. Like, y'all, I'm doing business with this man, like, in the sense of things. And he 100%, like, in a platonic way, courted me. He was ready to pay for dinner. And I'm sitting down with you to get content for my blog and my podcast. Like, Malcolm, continue to be a good man. Y'all talk to us and let us know what y'all think he should do.